Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Today's episode is another rich tidbit from the Facebook Live days. It was originally a video, which you'll be able to tell, and I'm sharing it because it contains this really needed counterculture idea that we all deep down know is true about the value of rest. Rest to take care of ourselves so that we can give the best to the world. And also that spiritual element of rest, of spaciousness that's needed for invention and our highest contributions to be able to come forth. I hope you enjoy. Hey, you guys, I got a phone call, my last version of this video, so I'm doing this again. Hello, happy Friday, TGIF. Trusting, grateful, inspired, faith. That's my TGIF. So I wanted to talk to you about this sort of counterculture, not very hip idea of rest and non-work. Since we are moving into the weekend when a lot of us have our most amount of free time, I thought this was a timely exploration. It's actually something that's pretty close to my heart, actually. That's kind of a big statement, but I think this is something that there's a lot of room for exploration and dialogue about. Because as much as it's great to be, you know, maximizing our lives and our impact in this world and contributing and, you know, seeking to be helpful and all these things, I think staying busy can be a compulsion and not healthy and not helpful. We can be running from a lot of things and depleting our mental, spiritual, physical resources by just staying busy without being mindful about it. And culturally, we really value being busy. We ask each other, you know, staying busy without really seeming to care about the quality of what we are actually doing in all that busy time. And it's actually, it feels a little to me like it's shameful to rest and to not be busy and to maybe play and value refilling our cups and recharging and resting and that sort of thing. And I think that that's something that we can invite change in and support each other in, like knowing that we might actually increase our capacities by taking time to honor and value our body's need for rest and to recover, whatever that means. And my personal journey to these thoughts, it really started with this book, The Gift by Lewis Hyde, Creativity and the Artists in the Modern World. Salim, thank you so much for this book. He talks about the difference between work and labor. And I read this at a time when I was really busy and I was spinning a lot of plates and I was putting a lot of pressure on myself and I was getting sick pretty regularly and I was like forced to lay low. And then as soon as I was feeling better, I would bounce back up and try to make up for lost time. And in this idea of work versus labor, Lewis Hyde suggests that work is what we do by the hour. It's what we clock in and do and finish at a certain time. It's almost always accompanied by a paycheck. Labor can be accompanied by a paycheck, but not always, not necessarily. It's harder to quantify. And labor represents most of the things that really matter to us in this life, our relationships that we nurture and nourish, raising a child, mourning the loss of a loved one. He gives the example, getting the program in AA, or psychological analysis, or writing a poem, or painting a painting, or developing a new form of calculus. Invention and discovery and creation in all forms are labors. And he says there's a sense that things get done, but we aren't really the ones doing them. We're more of a channel. And that labor sets its own pace. And as such, it is often accompanied by rest, leisure, idle time, and even sleep. And for me, I think of it as breathing. There's this inhalation and exhalation process with labor and creation. So after reading this and observing my own patterns, I thought, what if I just, rather than being like blindsided and having to rest because I'm ill or have a migraine or whatever, what if I just made a decision that I was going to rest regularly, whatever that means on that day, whether it's just lying around or reading or walking or connecting with friends or whatever is recharging. If I just commit to doing this, maybe it'll actually increase my capacity, increase my outward breath to be able to give more and more beautifully to the world. And another aspect that I have discovered in practicing this for several months is that taking the time to rest and not just identifying with my output and busyness in the outer world invites time to see what's going on in my own patterns in my own mind. It's sort of like an extended meditation, though it's not necessarily cross-legged and, you know, on a cushion, but it's an opportunity to observe the monkey mind, to observe our compulsions and like the places in our minds and our thought process where we try to escape to and hide, because I think there's actually something very like spiritual warrior about being able to be right where we are. And if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. You know? If you don't know what I mean, can't help you. For me, I find it very, it takes a courage and practice to just and not be escaping into, oh, I need to compulsively plan this thing, or I need to be thinking about this, or even escaping into like memory or nostalgia or depression or all these like weird places where we have carved out a home in our minds, but they don't serve us, like our patterns essentially. And so resting can not always be pleasant, but it's very healthy because you start to see these thought balloons, be able to like, oh, okay, I recognize that. And now I can have the opportunity to let it go. So there's a lot of layers to this idea of being. Because of course we are human beings, right? Not human doings. So I hope you enjoy that idea and it adds some richness to your weekend or whenever it is you have the time to rest a little bit. Lewis Hyde makes the point that we used to have Sabbaths and sabbaticals that were really honored, and now they are much less common. And many of us on our days off or sabbatical, whatever it is, we try to like make up for all the errands we haven't done. And yes, we need to do our laundry, but doing errands is not resting, you know? So just see where you can carve out some time to not be busy and just nourish yourself and take care of yourself for the purpose of being a clearer, healthier channel with more energy and vitality to give to your loved ones and the world around you. It's worth a thought. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend, you guys. Hey, podcast listener, thanks for taking that deep dive with me. As always, I love hearing from you. Feel free to send a voice memo through Anchor or send me a message through my website, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. And if you enjoy this podcast, I invite you to consider becoming a sponsor at whatever level works for you on my Patreon page. Patreon is a place to support the ongoing work of a creator, and I offer an ongoing art class series as well as opportunities to collaborate with my art and my content, and you become a part of everything that I create and put into the world, and it means so much to me. Membership starts at only $3 a month, and I would love it if you would check out patreon.com/JacquelineClaireArt. And until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place.